بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elder and friends, once again we continue with our series on the sirat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we always remind ourselves of this ayat of the Quran Kareem in which Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that if you claim you love Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then follow me, my sunnah, my way of life. Then and only then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will love you. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. Every one of us, we are looking for eternal success. We are looking for peace, happiness and tranquility in this world and in the hereafter. And this is guaranteed through one ayat of the Quran Kareem. That person who obeys Allah, obeys the Rasul of Allah, indeed, that person has attained great success, which refers to not only success in this world, success in the akhirat as well. Allah give us a tawfiq and hidayat to learn and educate ourselves on the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to implement the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. In our last discussion, we discussed the background of the battle of Tabuk being the battle of Muta. Muta is the name of a place in Jordan, present day Jordan, which is in the district of Balqa. It is in that place the famous war took place where Hazrat Zayd ibn Harisa radiallahu ta'ala became shaheed, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala became shaheed, Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala who became shaheed, and many other sahaba. The blessed qabars of these great illustrious sahaba are in Muta today, in the district of Balqa. The Romans, they felt humiliated, they felt disgraced with this defeat. And it was always the effort, and it was always the conspiracy to attack Islam and the Muslims. In Tabrani Sharif, there's a narration from Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that some Arab Christians that were residing in the Arab peninsula, they wrote up to Hiraqal, the Roman king, that Muhammad has passed away and the people are suffering severe drought. Now is the time for you to launch an attack. Hiraqal took that opportunity and he prepared a huge army of 40,000 people. At that time, there were people that used to travel from Syria to Medina to sell oil. So they informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba about Hiraqal wanting to launch an attack on Islam and the Muslimin. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought, before they could launch an attack, we should also prepare an army and go towards them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then prepared an army of approximately 30,000 sahaba. It was a habit of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he used to go out in war, he used to conceal it. He wouldn't tell the people exactly where he's going, which direction he was going. That is because in and around Medina Munawwara, they were the munafiqeen. They were watching close, very, very closely Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And If they would come to know the intention of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would divulge that to the enemies of Islam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam concealed it. In this particular instance, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was open about where he is going. He openly told the Sahaba he is going against the Roman Empire, and the Sahaba should prepare. The reason for that is, if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not tell the Sahaba, they wouldn't have been adequately prepared. This was a different war, and the army was totally different. The journey was very, very long, and it was during the heat of summer that they had to travel. They had to fight an army that were experienced, an army that was the superpower of the world at that time. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced to the Sahaba his intention so that the Sahaba could prepare. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba, they proceeded and they went towards Tabuk. Tabuk is about 16 manzils, one manzil approximately 3 miles or 3 days journey. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Tabuk. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam learned that the information is incorrect because the Roman army is not there. Oh, probably they were there, and Hiraqal heard that instead of them going to Medina, here Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming with an army to attack them, and out of fear they turned and they went away. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained there for approximately 20 days. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam then returned. Now, before coming for Tabuk, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced to the Sahaba, he saw the sincerity of the Sahaba. It was on this instance Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, here's my entire wealth in the path of Allah. Everything he has given." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "What did you leave at home?" He said, "I've left Allah and His Rasul." Umar radiallahu ta'ala presented half his wealth. Osman radiallahu ta'ala 300 camels laden with goods presented to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdurrahman ibn Auf also presented. And not only the rich and wealthy Sahaba, even the poor Sahaba, whatever they could contribute, they contributed. Even if it meant a fistful of wheat and barley, they would present it so that they would contribute towards this war. There were some Sahaba who had nothing, but they at least wanted to join this war. They didn't have conveyance. They come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "O Prophet of Allah, arrange a conveyance for us so that at least we could join the war." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would excuse himself that, "I have nothing." And Allah depicts a beautiful picture of them in the Quran Kareem. Tawallaw wa a'yunuhum tafidu min ad-dam' hazanan alla yajidu ma yunfiqun. Allah says, they come to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asking for a conveyance. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "I don't have." And on this response, they would turn away from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with tears flowing from their eyes, out of grief that they don't have anything to spend and they're unable to join the war. This was the sincerity and this was the ikhlas of the Sahaba. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to Tabuk, he came across the place called Hijr. That is the ruins of the nation of Thamud. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala destroyed the nation of Thamud because of their rebellion against the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and against the Nabi of that time, Salih alayhi salatu wa salam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, "La tadkhulu masakin alladhina zalamu anfusahum illa an takunu baqin ay yusibakum misla ma asabahum." When you're passing the ruins and the place of destruction of the nation of Thamud, then you should pass by crying to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Show grief and remorse. That was the place where Allah's azab came down. And if you do not do that, you do not show that apparent grief and remorse, it should not happen that Allah's azab would come upon you like how it came upon them. In the books of hadith in Bukhari Sharif, it is mentioned, ثُمَّ قَنَّعَ رَأْسَ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing a shawl, he covered his head up. He lowered his head and وَأَسْرَعَ الْوَادِي. أَسْرَعَ السَّيْلِ ثُمَّ جَاوَذَ الْوَادِي. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went very, very fast to the valley and he came out on the other side of the valley. Some sahaba also collected water from there to make the dough for the bread. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to even discard, throw away the water, throw away the dough that they made through that water. It was before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could leave for Tabuk, the discussion of Masjid-e-Dirar took place. Some people came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we live in Quba. There is a masjid there, but the masjid is small. We want to build another big masjid. And we are a little bit at a distance from that masjid. So we want to build another masjid. And the background of that is, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made Hijrat, he came to Madinatul Munawwara. There was a person by the name of Abu Amir, known as Abu Amir the Rahib, the priest. He came to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asking Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam certain questions about Islam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained him. He showed dissatisfaction and he criticized Islam. He told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the person that is on falsehood between us two, may Allah distance him from his family and from his people. He took part in the war against the Muslims in Badr, Uhud, and everyone of the wars. Until the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, he was despondent and he went away to Rome. That was the stronghold of the Christians. From there, he wrote a letter to the Munafiqeen of Madinah Munawwara, that I have spoken to the Byzantine emperor, he wants to launch an attack on Madinah Munawwara. But in order to do that, he requires your people's cooperation. There will be an attack from outside, but there must also be a revolt from inside. We need your help and assistance. And I suggest that you'll prepare a building, make it an undercover building, fill it up with weapons and armory. So that nobody would know what is your people's intentions. So the Munafiqeen of Medina, they put up this building and they wanted to call it a masjid. They wanted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to come there so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would perform salah and people will really think it is a masjid. So these people came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before going to Tabuk, told, O Prophet of Allah, we got this masjid. We want your barakah and blessings. Come to a masjid. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, I'm going to Tabuk. When I return, I will do it. And when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returned from Tabuk, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala told to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, La taqum fihi abada. Never ever stand in a masjid. Masjid al-Dirar. La masjidun ustis ala taqwa min awwali yawmina haqqu an taquma fihi rijalu yuhibbuna ayyata tahharu. Allah praises the people who reside in Quba and who were responsible for building the first masjid in Quba. They were truthful, they were sincere, they were honest, and they were pure people. I just want to draw a contrast between two things before I conclude. Sometimes we do a lot of hard work. The intention is not good. Our hard work gets wasted. And at times, you don't have to do nothing. No hard work at all. You just need sincere intention. That sincere intention without hard work can sometimes supersede that hard work with this bad intention. See, Sahaba wanted to take part in Tabuk. They didn't go. They were unable to go. But when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returning to Medina, he mentioned to a Sahaba, Inna bil Madinati la rijalan. Masirtum masira wala qata'tum wadiya illa ma'akum. Habasahumul uzr. There are some people that are in Medina. He's returning from Tabuk. He's telling the Sahaba, there are some people in Medina, they never took one step in the path of Allah. They never crossed any valley, but in ajr and reward, they are with you. It is because of an excuse they were unable to join you. They did nothing, but they got ajr and reward because of the ikhlas and sincerity. And on the other side, the munafiqeen around Medina, they made effort, sacrifices. They used the resources, they put up the building. That was hard work, but it has been completely condemned. We understand from this that there are two things. One is ikhlas, one is hard work. If the ikhlas and hard work, they complement one another. But if there's only hard work, but there's no ikhlas, then hard work is of no use. Sometimes just having ikhlas, not doing hard work, and there's a genuine reason for you not to make an effort, that the ajr or reward of that ikhlas and sincerity supersedes that hard work wherein there's no ikhlas and no sincerity. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. بسم الله الرحمن